Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus. Do it. There is no one who is in this program this morning by chance. God has a purpose for bringing you here. Therefore, every minute you are going to spend there, make it count for Jesus. Shout a Jericho sign, hallelujah. Now,
bye.
We are going into a prayer session. And in that prayer session, the Lord has promised to move by His power. Therefore, the first thing I'd like you to do is this. Begin to thank the Lord for this day. Now begin to confess all the sins that you know can be a hindrance to you this morning. Name we pray. Now make up your mind that you are not going to carry any grudge into next year. Forgive all those who have offended you.
Dari ju gbo awon to ti se o.
It's very important that you do that.
O se pataki ki a se eleyi.
So that you can receive abundant blessings.
Dari re kunrere gba lowuro yi.
Forgive all those who have offended you.
Dari ju gbo awon to ti se o.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We have 7 prayer points to pray now. And I'd like you to pray from the bottom of your heart. I claim my freedom. From every evil pronouncement. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Freedom from every evil pronouncement. Masikaya Bushetera Bokolaban. In Jesus' name we pray. I claim my freedom.
I claim my freedom.
From every hereditary problem. In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Amen. Every demonic communication concerning me.
Gbogbo isoropo emi okunkun lori aye mi.
Be broken.
E ma fo.
In the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Every demonic reinforcement against me.
Gbogbo ko agbara jopo emi ogokun lori aye mi.
Be broken.
Ma fo
in the name of
Jesus.
Yes. Let them be dashed to pieces. Pray. I'll say this after me aggressively.
Yes, I'll tell him, but look out.
Every troubler of Israel.
Bobo Israeli lenu.
Trouble me no more in the name of Jesus.
Ema yomi lenu ma loruko Jesu.
Move every serpent and scorpion. Dispatch against me.
You want to me
in the name of
Jesus?
Yes. Let them be crushed. All these serpents and the scorpions. Rina Capola Boschentera Bocolaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Please lay your right hand on your head and say this aggressively.
So,
lay the power of God. Be released into my body now.
Go to sile sinu ara mi bayi.
Open your mouth. That's right. Let the power of God be released. Let there be a release of divine power. A release of divine energy. Let every rock begin to break. Let every power of the oppressor be paralyzed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Riso kopoya bo shentera bo kolaba. Riso pola kaya bo shentera bo lakara bo sotoyaba. Maribo sopoko ya boshite ya bokola barabo. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, something is happening all over the place. I saw some cases of incurable diseases being healed instantly. Let that be silenced. There is something that has been walking all around somebody's body. The thing has gathered itself together now. I'm going right down. to the right leg.
That's your assault.
And from that right leg,
that's your assault.
Is finding his way right into the ground. Yes. There's a man here. You have been having this dream of sitting for exam and sitting for exam and sitting for exam. It is the spirit of failure. But right there where you are, you have been released from that circle of failure. You are going to pray again. And the kind of prayer you are going to pray now is like this.
I cast into fire
every evil load.
I
cast into fire
every
evil load.
Ruibi.
And as you are doing it, please retain your hand on your head. I cast into fire every evil load. I cast into fire every evil load. In the say this aggressively to
you. I cast out.
I cast out.
This
one is a serious affair. Because if you are here with sickle cell, epilepsy, something you know you have inherited, something running through the family, this is the time for you to go.
As go ni fun won lati lo.
Amen. I cast out.
Mo le jade
the spirit of evil inheritance.
Emi ajogun ba ibi.
In the name of Jesus. That's right. Don't agree with the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Let that happen now, beloved. Let the spirit of evil inheritance begin to depart. Yes. Let that spirit depart from the bone marrow. Depart from the brain. Immediately now.
lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ báyìí.
Quickly.
Kíákíá.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Lórúkọ ńlá Jésù.
You may remove your hand from your head.
Jẹ́ ká gbọ́ wa kúrò
lórí. None of my blessings shall disappear with this year.
Kò sí èyíkẹ́ nínú ìbùkún mi tí ó bá ọdún yìí lọ.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Yes. Maribo soko shite ya bolaba. Amen. Please stretch your two arms forward. Stretch your two arms forward. As if you are receiving something. And say this aggressively after me.
I possess my possession.
I possess my possession. In the name of Jesus. Yes, possess your possession. In the mighty name of Jesus. Possess your possession. Masikaya Boshitora Bolaba. Rose kepeye boshito ya balaba. In Jesus' name we pray. That's a family of four daughters. And the same thing is affecting all four daughters. The Lord said I should tell you that today that evil chain had been broken. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Wonderful God, we thank you for another palm
exchange.
Thank you for what you have been doing even before we got here. Thank you for the miracle sign you gave to us this morning. Thank you for your power, your authority and your strength. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This is the final palm of exchange before the end of this year. We are here with full confidence that you can turn the tables around in a second. Because you are a God who knows no impossibility. And this is why we are here. We know that you are the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. Therefore, Heavenly Father, every stubborn pursuer that has been pursuing anybody even up till now, you that stubborn pursuer, be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. Ah, there is something being handed over to somebody. And on it was written, unbelievable promotion. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I also saw a sister. All your children have turned against you. The Lord said, today ends the
18th.
And they will all be looking for you now. Glory be to the name of the Lord. It won't be before the end of this week, you shall have the testimony. Wonderful God.
Olorun yan.
All the stubborn pursuers.
Gbogbo ale ni made yin.
Have been pursuing people.
Won le awon eniyan.
January, February, March, April.
Oshu kini keje keta ikerin.
And even up till now.
Titi di akoko yi.
You that stubborn person.
Eyin ale ni made yin.
Be paralyzed by Jesus. And right there where you are standing.
Ni jo duro si ni.
Possess your possession.
Ni re.
Possess your possession.
Ni re.
Possess your possession. 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 Aha. Shikaribo sokola baraba. Please,
Jawa.
Don't go home until we have closed this program. Because just as about the time we have to close, the Lord is dispatching some special angels here. Some are already working here now. Amen. Aha. Now, before we sit down, you too, you are going to, with your own mouth, begin to talk. Because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
I
pray that you should possess your possession. Now, you now should start making that bold declaration. I possess my possession. In the name of Jesus. Sikaya Boshintera Bolabo. Rosso Kotaya Boshintera Bolabakarabo. In Jesus' name we pray.
You just like
shout to Jericho style, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please let's have a seat and listen attentively. Amen. Our topic, which we're going to do in very few minutes, it's deliverance for the head. For the head. That's right. That may sound strange to you. But there are many sick heads around. Deliverance for the head or for the sick head. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, we read one of the most powerful verses in scripture. Genesis 3:15. This is God speaking after Adam and Eve had committed sin. And God has cursed the serpent. And in verse 15, God said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. What is going to happen between the two of them? It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Let's take that one slowly. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Simply put, it means there will be war between you and the seed of the woman. Or I will make you enemies of each other. Or there will be eternal disagreement between the two of you. So there is no way the devil can be friendly with man. It may look like friendship now, but later you come to realize that is the friendship that Yoruba people call the friendship of the cat and the mouse. Amen. The devil is never the friend of anyone. Even those who are serving him now, and they are boasting in his power, they are just being deceived. And at the end of the day, the same devil will finish them off. I will put enmity between thee and the woman. Then he says, between thy seed and her seed. Between your offspring and our offspring. So he shall bruise thy head. Bruise there means to wound. To crush. To strike. To attack the head. That is, the seed of the woman shall tread the head of the serpent underneath the feet. Remember, it's the head of the serpent that will be crushed. Deliverance of the head. Now, when somebody has been released from captivity, whatever form of captivity it is, whether it's slavery or oppression, we can safely say the person has been delivered. When some evil spirits have been evacuated from a person, a place or a thing, we can say that in that kind of place or thing or person, deliverance has taken place. When a curse issued on a person, or a spell put on a person, or a person has been bewitched, and that person was released from that kind of thing, you can safely say the person has received deliverance. When some evil yokes have been broken in somebody's life, you can simply say the person has received deliverance. When some evil covenants concerning somebody has been broken, or like we've been praying against spirit of evil inheritance today, and the person gets delivered from that kind of thing, you can easily describe it as spiritual deliverance. When satanic powers have placed their embargo on something or somebody, and that embargo has been removed, you can say deliverance has taken place. The head, beloved, is the uppermost and the chief. You can even find somebody without one organ or the body or the other, but you can never see a headless person who is still alive. So this is why the Bible makes us to understand several things. For example, in 2 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 16. Let me just lay this foundation for you quickly before we move along. 2 Samuel 1, 16. This is David uttering the statement. And David said unto him, thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth hath testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed. Amen. So the head in scripture can mean the whole person or the whole life of the person. In Psalm 7 verse 16, this is the psalmist praying his normal aggressive prayers. Psalm 7:16. His mischief shall return upon his own head. There you are. Again, referring to the whole person or the life. And you know the popular Psalm 23:5. says this, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest, he didn't say my leg, my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And for those of us who have read Leviticus thoroughly, you will have found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28,
Leviticus 19:28.
Or from 27 to 28, let's put the two together. Leviticus 19:27-28. Ye shall not round the corners of your head. Neither shall thou mar the corners of thy beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Please be noting all these scriptures because of our time. Now in Matthew chapter 5, verse 36, we now find a very, very interesting statement made by Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 36. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair white or black. So in scripture then, the head can be used to illustrate several things. When the head is covered, when you say my head should be covered, it could mean defense and protection for the person. When you say my head is lifted up, it could mean joy, exaltation, and confidence. So all these words we should take seriously. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 6, it points out something to us. Isaiah 1:6. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises, putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Isaiah is saying that there is a situation may arise when there is no soundness at all in the head. And Jesus said, don't swear by your head. There is a purpose in all this. Why are hands laid on the head? Why are crowns laid on the head? Why do we anoint the prophets, the priests, and the king in scripture? Why is it that it is the head of the serpent that has to be bruised? Why is it that what this thing they call the spirit of death and hell normally hides in people's brains? Remember, it is the brain that is responsible for somebody's intelligence, memory, power, your hearing, your speech, your taste, your smelling. It's because of the brain that you can maintain the balance, you can walk straight. So when something now goes wrong with that head, physically or spiritually, then problem happens. Why, for example, does the Bible forbid swearing by your head? Because anything that affects your head affects your total personality. And in our environment, we have so many people whose heads have been cursed. Unfortunately, beloved, you hardly find anyone in this country who has never been cursed, whether playfully or seriously. All the weary, Ulush, Reoda, Lori Buruku, all those kinds of things, they are curses. And it works against people. I remember the case of that brother, a businessman, Every time they were going for business, they normally gathered at a place around
9
a.m. in the morning. But after some time, the brother found that when he got there at 8:30, nobody was there. Everybody had disappeared. He didn't understand. So for 1 week, he tried 8:30 a.m., didn't see anybody. Then he decided, maybe I should leave, get there at
8.
He got there at 8 o'clock.
Again,
nobody. They had left him. They had gone. He didn't understand. Then one day, he decided to wake up at 5:30 a.m. and go there for 6 a.m. As he got there at 6 a.m., he found that they were just leaving. And then he said, wait. We're supposed to be doing this business together. How come you people abandon me and go? There is one white man there. All others were blacks. Black people could not talk. But the white man was quite frank. Said, well, we find that anytime you go with us, we don't have luck. So because of that, we have been going without you.
It will
be very appreciated
if
you decide not to go today.
Lini.
So this is why we are coming early to evade your going with us. That is what we call a cursed head.
Ori.
Bad leg.
Ese. Buruku.
Bad head.
Ori. Buruku.
In the environment in which we find ourselves, when curses are issued using the head, whether it's personal or not personal, maybe you do it on your own, and somebody did it on you, you are looking for trouble. Jesus says, swear not at all. Some people, when they get angry, really, really angry, they beat the ground in anger. Some will bash the table. Such people already have problems in the head. There was a time that we preach a message here. We call it madness according to God. We take madness at people who lost their senses and are roaming around on the streets. But as far as God is concerned, his definition of madness is different. Amen. Many people that will say are normal, God says they are mad. And some that will even say they are mad, God says they are perfectly normal. After all, they told Jesus that he was mad. By their own definition, they told Paul that he was mad. By their own definition, God has his own definition. Some when they are angry, they will go and use their head to smash iron. Some even rush to go and bite iron. Some touch their tongue and raise that finger upward as an insult to God. Some even bite their fingers. Some don't do all that. They will say, my head will punish you. Amen.
Amen.
The truth is that if you keep saying that kind of thing, that your head will punish somebody, you are inviting the spirit of witchcraft. All these kinds of people will need deliverance in one form or the other. Either direct or indirect curses upon the head. Amen.
Amen.
Are you following this? This is a disease in our environment, so common. Shout hallelujah. Yeah,
hallelujah.
A louder hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For some years when I was teaching in the school, I think the students just looked at me one day and they concluded that this man must not understand Yoruba. Must be from somewhere else.
He's
an Igbo man. And since I had them saying that one, so I had to decide not to speak Yoruba. And I come to the class teach.
And go.
Beloved, You see the kind of things those students say against teachers. At a stage, I have to review my identity that I can understand what people are saying. I know what you are saying. This is what you have just said.
Say,
you can hear.
Oh my God.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, all those things that they are saying, if you don't possess sufficient fire to cancel them, the person carries the everybody. Amen. I want you to bow down your head. And pray. I will know whether you like yourself now. And pray like this. I break. Every personal and external curses
gbogbo egun ti mo fe nu so tabi ti elomiran so si mi mo fo won
issued against my head
papa e ti won so si ori mi
in the name of Jesus
ni oruko Jesus
open your mouth and
you are there.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's open our eyes. So I'm saying the first great problem concerning this is that in our environment here, we issue a lot of curses against our heads. And other people issue it too against us. And they will then cause problems unless you run that head through some deliverance. Is that clear? Another way in this environment in which they put people's head in trouble is when the money people lay their hands on you. And that is happening every day. They rub their hands on people's heads. And the person then gets into trouble. What they will deposit there may not manifest in 5 years. By the time it will start manifesting, person may not even know where the trouble is coming from. Please, are you following this? Now, somebody wants to get married. And you know, your parents should pray for you. Everybody should pray for you. She's quite good and normal. But the Bible says, the prayer of a sinner is an abomination to the Lord. Your daddy is a lodge member. Your mother is a witch. And they are praying for you. You will be better off not even receiving the prayer. Amen. And they lay their hands on you and pronounce what they call blessings. How can a lodge member bless a person? How can a witch bless a person? But what they are saying physically is the opposite they are saying inside. Amen. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Another way they deal with people's head in this environment, they cut off their ear for evil manipulation. If they cannot get it to cut from your barber or from your hairdresser, they will start looking at your dustbin. Maybe you forget some there. And that's all. A lot of people have woken up in the morning and found that their ear has been cut. What are they doing with those
things?
Evil manipulation. And with that, they have caused so much trouble for so many people. Some who married their enemies, the husband cuts up the hair, takes it away. Or the wife cuts up the hair of the husband, took it away. And the person is manipulated. And you just find that everywhere the person goes is hatred. When there are 200 forms to be distributed, this person whose ear has been cut will be number 201. It will finish, it will arrive.
Something
has happened.
And prayers have to be done aggressively.
Another way in this environment,
in
which they cause trouble for people's
head, is eating
of the
air.
That may sound unbelievable to you.
But there
are people who take people's air,
cook
them with something,
and
eat.
Believing
that after they've done that
one,
anything they say to
you,
you will listen.
You
become a slave.
Because
now they are, your head is under
their control. It's
just like somebody too whose placenta was
eaten up.
If that happened,
then
that person will be controlling the life of the person in
totality. There
was a sister here like that.
The father ate
her placenta.
And
when she was having marital
problems,
after
prayer,
we sent her back to the father.
And the
father said, small girl,
somebody
must have advised
you.
Don't worry.
Madam,
by the time you get to Lagos, there will be no problem.
And
the man went under his bed, brought out a bottle.
And
that bottle was this sister's air.
But
under the bed of the man,
it
was turned upside down.
And
things were really upside down for that
woman. The
man said, okay, I will turn the bottle.
Go,
you go enjoy yourself. Amen. So we have to plan our own coup
to steal the
bottle out of the
place.
Shout hallelujah. I mean, the man almost fainted the day he got to him. I didn't find the bottle
again. Because
with the bottle containing the air,
I've
been controlling the life of
this. There are
so many wicked devices going on in our
environment that we really
have to be on fire.
Not
once a
week.
Every day. Amen. Another way in which people's heads get polluted in this environment
is
when they go to possess hairdressers and barbers. When you notice that your hairdresser has long fingernails, painted one kind, I say, well, be working on the head.
Oh, she
will work on it.
And you
could even take your ear
somewhere else.
And then something will begin to
happen.
Amen. Another way in which they do it in this environment
is
to steal the head
covering
or to exchange it
or the
cap
or
the head tie.
Tabi gele.
Especially for those men
who
are busy carrying caps all over
the place.
Just like so many unserious men too,
who
put chains on their neck
as
if they want to do a modern slave
trade.
Amen. And they keep the top, the front of their shirt open wide
so that they can see
that it is 92 karat. I call them unserious men. Amen.
Amen.
Another way in this environment
in
which they harass people like
this,
they summon out the spirit of the person.
And they
call it calling out the head.
They
summon the thing out
of
the body. This is why some people have very strange dreams.
You
just find yourself somewhere.
You
find it's an unfriendly environment.
You
want to get out, but you cannot. Some will fly off. They fly after
them.
Amen.
Amen.
No, a sister had a dream. And she found a mat was flying like a
aeroplane.
She was on top of the mat.
And
another woman was by her side.
And
the mat was flying.
And
the sister said, excuse me,
where
are we going? I want to say, shut up. We are going to witchcraft meeting.
Unless you are there,
but sir, I'm not a witch. Why should I go with you? Say, shut up. Then the sister screamed, Jesus! And the mat broke into two. She dropped to the ground. And the other one continued. Amen. The question is, why did that sister get on the mat at all? They called her out. To come. And off they go. You will have heard stories of people hearing their names without knowing who was calling them. It's part of the problem here. So you know what we mean when we say deliverance for the
head.
Another way in which they do it in this environment is demonic pomades or air creams. I mean, when they grind woman pass and put it in the pomade for you, and you use it, problem.
Voila.
When they put Indian hemp beside your pomade, and you use it to rub your hair, your head, problem.
Voila.
Because your head is now smoking hemp. In this environment. So the person is behaving funny. Probably, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
It's because that head is smoking hemp. I wonder when in which the police people are in this environment. Incisions on the head. Any single incision on your head is a demonic invitation to evil. That's why Paul says, let no man trouble me, because I bear on my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an evil mark that should be nullified.
This is word of Jason.
Another way in which the polluted people said in this environment is when they hang leaves on your head and they are giving you titles. And you are rejoicing that I'm the chief in charge of whatever in our village. Those who had no access to your head before, who under normal circumstances would not even have been able to touch your body, now they have facility. So bring their leaf from wherever, stick it on the head. That can be a source of real problem. Carrying sacrifices on the head, another problem. Washing of the head with juju. Say, so I don't know why I'm not finding things easy. Let us go and wash the head. And they take the person there and wash the head with demonic soap. And then that worsens the matter. Shaving hair on your head for the dead. That too can be a source of real problems. Personal swearing by using your own head will cause all kinds of trouble. So we have a lot of problems like this in our environment. And when a person is operating like this under the bondage of the head, such people will always fail to listen to good advice. They will be unteachable. They argue in ignorance. They have confused dreams. They lose their memory without knowing why they are losing them. They have what you call crooked thinking. They avoid good things and always go for the evil. Sometimes during serious prayer sessions, they develop serious headaches. Things will be moving around in the head. Unexplainable depths will come in. An inability to settle down as a man or a woman too can settle. Listen to it, beloved. When somebody comes from a polygamous home, maybe there are about three wives there, and all the children from a particular mother are completely unprogressive and poor, something is wrong with the head. All the constant failure in examination, it causes trouble. Once somebody's spirit has been summoned and the person doesn't have sufficient fire to resist it, even if they don't kill the person, they will put some extra luggage in his life. It's a sign of the poison head. Once the head has been polluted like this, the rest of the life will suffer the same defeat. That's why when Jesus died, in his substitutionary death, about four things happened to him. He shed his blood, sevenfold shedding of his blood. In Gethsemane, as he prayed in agony, he shed his blood. They disfigured his face. The high priest struck him across the face with a rod. He shed his blood. Then they whipped his back. And this kind of whip has pieces of bones and metals in it, tearing away his flesh. He shed his blood. But then they put something else on his head now. A crown of thorns. Crown having thorns, like little pins in it, and they press it on his head. So now blood was coming out from his head, and the thorns that were in that thing was poisonous. The poison there represents curses. Therefore, anybody goes about with a curse
that
is doing it by personal decision. Since Jesus had made himself a substitute for that, Jesus solved the problem 2,000 years ago. All you have to do is to call upon him this morning, and he will answer.
You sit down.
Amen.
Amen.
What do we do then? The first thing is that you must be saved.
Okay, what are
you can be delivered by salvation. So just by changing camp, giving your life to Jesus, you can be free from the shackles of the enemy without anybody even praying. That's that decision, that I'm changing camps today. In case you're just coming to Palm of Saint
John's,
you're not saved. You must get salvation. Give your life to Jesus. That he then will translate you from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So you don't just come here to receive miracles. You are here to receive the greatest miracle of all, which is salvation of your soul. You can receive deliverance from head problems through the baptism and anointing of the Holy Spirit. When the power of the Holy Ghost falls upon your life, it causes the you can receive deliverance from the cursed head through the word of God too. When you keep renewing your mind with the word of God, the money bondages are broken by the word. You can receive deliverance from the cursed head by breaking those curses and casting out the demon spirits in charge of the curses. These are the ways of freedom. You can receive deliverance from a cursed head by spiritual warfare, praying warfare prayers, and by your violent faith and your confession. What are we saying today?
Now,
many of us have to go back to when we were small rascally boys or small rascally girls. And your parents used to say all kinds of things to your head. Or your friends used to say all kinds of things to your head. And they have polluted the head. Or you have been going to all kinds of people who have seen virtue in your life. They say, how can we steal this virtue? The only way to steal it is to have access to the air. And once they get it, they take it away, transfers the person virtue, and trouble happens. Some will go to prayer meetings, and at the prayer meetings they will ask them to bring soap, sponge, what is towel? to the prayer meeting.
What's it be, Adura?
They pray.
Adura.
You don't know anything.
Oh, man, come.
You just come next day,
welcome,
and they redistribute the sponges. And you don't know which one you got.
Oh, I'm a tomorrow.
Maybe it's even your own.
But yes, yes.
You don't know what they've done to
oh,
it. It's just scrubbing your head with it. Problem.
Voila.
Happens.
Actually.
This month.
No, Roy.
We have some really, really aggressive prayers to do.
I know.
And there are going to be about 40 of them.
Amen.
Amen. So there is no time to waste. This is the last palm of St. John's of the year. I want to spend it well. Amen.
Amen.
Right there on your seat.
I'd
like you to close your eyes. I've caution, do not to go home till we close. Get the fullest benefit. Until I say you can go. The priest just sit there and drink from the well of salvation. Let every force of affliction say it aggressively and let me hear you. Say it as if you mean it. Be consumed by divine fire. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. All evil strangers, come out of your hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen to this. In case you have some machinery that are not working, or they are not making sufficient profit, or you have property that you cannot complete, this is for you. And pray it very well. All bewitched properties, receive deliverance. Come out and pray. And it is so in Jesus' name. Let the handwriting of the enemy turn against the enemy. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to believe that we are praying. Those of us at the back of the auditorium over there, say this aggressively after
me.
Let every evil king
be
installed against me
be
paralyzed. Open your mouth and pray now, everybody.
Yeah, bad, yeah, go,
In Jesus' name we pray. Say this aggressively after me too.
Yeah, sir, tell me,
I paralyze
most of them.
Every satanic wrestler and struggler for my goodness.
Open
your eyes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. If you know that you are owing people money or people are owing you money, put this one very well.
Though.
Every stronghold of debt,
gbogbo ibi giga gbese.
Be dashed to pieces.
Ma fọsi wẹwẹ.
Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Every stronghold of oppression, be dashed to pieces.
My first word,
don't
be by Jesus.
Masikaya boshitora bokolaba. Rosso pokola boshentera bolaba. In Jesus' name,
pray.
Every stronghold of unprofitable loss.
Gbogbo ibi giga ipadanu ti o lere.
Be dashed to pieces.
Ma fọsi wẹwẹ.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are afraid, don't pray this one. Let every hunter of my soul begin to shoot themselves.
Come out, tell our neighbor.
Just open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now rise up on your feet. Don't sit down. Why? I say rise up. When we pray a little bit, I'll ask you to sit down again. But now it's time to stand. It's time to stand. Oh Lord! Oh Lua! Empower my life with your anointing. Yes. Our right hand and our heads, please.
Awo tun wa le ori wa bayi.
Oh Lord.
Oluwa,
let your healing power flow into my body. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. Any healing power, the Holy Ghost, flow into our bodies. Marisokoshitora bokola marabo. Any healing power, the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord,
Oluwa,
let your purging fire,
jeki ina ready fun kan,
flow into my body.
Kushan wonu ara.
Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I receive creative miracle into every department of my life. In the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Yes.
Ben.
Just retain your hand on your head. Don't say anything now. Oh Lord, let your healing power flow into every damaged part of the body. Right now, in the mighty name of
Jesus,
and as that healing power is flowing through your body, let all damaged organs be repaired by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes.
Ben.
You, that person that have undergone an operation,
when it
and was not properly done, right there, the Lord is doing some corrective work in your life. Just begin to receive that creative miracle. Receive it now.
Bye.
Receive it now.
Bye.
Receive.
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 Bye.
Let there be divine correction. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet. That thing that has been turned upside down. It is being reversed now. Right there where you are. Head be delivered. From every pollution. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Just keep on standing. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. Aha. Say this after me. Militarily. You may remove your hand from your head now. Please be serious with this one. So
you're
at the next session before you sit down again.
Oh Lord!
Oh Lord! Make the impossible possible for me! Amen. Let me ask one question. Do you really mean that prayer? Then you should do it more seriously. Because just exactly like we asked the Lord to do. Yeah, we do. Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how a situation has been described. With God, all things are possible. Open your Bible again! All things are possible. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Please, I want to beg you in the name of Jesus to pray this one. Especially pleading with you now. Oh Lord!
Oluwa,
make a way for me where there is no way. Yes. Make a way for me where there is no way. Masikaya boshitora bokola barabo. Amen. Every assignment and weapons of the enemy against me,
Lord, you see me
be frustrated.
Come and read, Jacule.
Open your mouth. Sikashi porabokorabose. Rosa pila kayabo shente rabokolaba. Makapola bosotoko ya boshente raboraba. In Jesus' name we pray. Say this aggressively after me. Every evil weapon,
Papa Ijaibi,
fashion against me.
You want to know this?
Be arrested. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for another session of power. Accept our thanks in
Jesus'
eternal rock of ages. Every prayer point we have uttered here this morning, whether the devil likes it or not, shall become testimonies to the name of Jesus. it shall become testimonies to them.